It's time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hughey.
And a good afternoon to you. We welcome you to this edition of Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. You know, it's a Friday night. That means there's kickoffs on the high school football field. Tomorrow, I understand, there might be a kickoff, in Ames for something or the other. But then we've got a big kickoff next Thursday. It's the kickoff to the Marshalltown Area United Way's annual capital campaign. And joining us today with a preview is the executive director of the United Way, Kendra Sorensen, and one of the co-chairs of this year's capital campaign, Shannon Naughton, who along with her husband, Chris, are helping drive the capital campaign bus. Ladies, how are you today?
Doing well.
Doing awesome. Thank you for having us.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. And so, you know, my first quest, Kendra, to you is, you know, you're getting ready for your first capital campaign kickoff. You got everything done, right?
Oh, yes. Everything is clearly all done. This is going to be a very busy weekend and a few days busy leading up to campaign kickoff. So, again, for those of you that do not know what date and location, Thursday, which is the 14th and, or 16th, 16th. Gosh, 16th. Thursday the 16th. And that will be at the YMCA, YWCA. It'll be in the parking lot and then additionally the north side of the gym. So as you arrive at 4:30 is when we start, and you'll want to get there first thing because JBS was gracious enough to sponsor a lot of our kickoff event this year. And they will be smoking up some ribs, and then we will also have side dishes. Mm-hmm. So that will be offered at a free will donation. So come and bring the family, have some smoked ribs, get to hear a little bit about the United Way campaign, what our goal is, get to see the video that will be released. And additionally, there will be a truckload sale. And this has gone like wildfire ever since I posted it on Facebook, and especially in the Marshalltown for Sale group. So I'm going to let Shannon rattle off what's going to be available, because we've even had people calling the office. I've received a ton of emails, which is great. So there is a ton of anticipation for the meat sale.
Well, and before you start on that, Shannon, you know, I just want to mention that, you know, these meat sales are so successful, part because of the generosity of JBS, because I know they do them for a lot of organizations, and having them hook into the United Way is great. And, you know, there's some pretty good deals if you're a carnivore.
Absolutely. It's good meat, as we all know, and it's for a good price, and all of 100% of the money goes to United Way. Mm-hmm. So we finally got to find out that we are going to have the opportunity to buy plain chops. They'll be 10 pounds per case at $15 a case. So that's quite a bit of chops if you like to grill those up or bake them. We've got some strap-on half loins. There are 12 and a half loins per case, and that is $65 per case. So that's a good price on those as well. We've got pork ribeye chops for Chop House. I'm not exactly sure if I'm saying that right, if I'm explaining those well, but those are six 1-pound packages, and so that's $15 for a case of those. So, and then we've got some ground pork, which I know I love, because then you can use it in casseroles, or you can make pork burgers, or however you want to use it. Put it in some chili.
Good but for it's, pizza too.
Yeah, it is. It is. So we got 90% ground pork for 12 pounds in a case, and that's $25. So that's even a good price point for everybody too. So we're going to be helping out the community by allowing them to purchase some good product at a good price. And like I said before, all of the money goes to United Way.
And, you know, and this is a different kickoff than has been traditionally done for the United Way kickoff. And, you know, it was decided to kind of expand on it, wouldn't you say, Kendra?
Yes, exactly. Shannon and Chris and I had talked and just really wanted it to be an open community event, really have it just be fun and laid back, a little bit more leisure, where it's not as formal. People can come and go. We know that individuals are busy with family and kids running them here and there. So this is just a really good opportunity, having it basically after a work day. So hopefully there can be a little bit more community involvement.
So, and I know you've got some good sponsors who are helping
yes.
out. Let's see if I remember this, or if I get in trouble with this. I know traditionally we've had some of the financial institutions helping sponsor this. Is that the case again this
year? That is correct. So they are who are sponsoring our sides that will go along with the smoked meat, along with the beverages. So a huge thank you to the financial institutions of Citizens Savings Bank, Farmers Savings Bank, G&B Bank, Great Western Bank, Lenox Employee Credit Union, Members First Community Credit Union, Pinnacle Bank, United Bank and Trust, and additionally Wells Fargo. And a huge shout out to Carol Hibbs with the YMCA, mm-hmm. And then obviously their entire staff, because they're going to help support getting some of the tables out for us. We'll be setting those up, but giving us a place to host with us still being temporarily displaced from our permanent location. So we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing without that. And then another piece I just thought I should add is the JBS truckload sale will be occurring right underneath the electronic sign in the YMCA parking lot.
Okay.
So that
the one
way,
that is off of Center Street down there along.
It's right down, yep, right down in the parking lot. Right, and they will right. kind of be parked more over in the cultural center area
yeah,
parking
yeah.
lot. We just figured that would give a lot more room for traffic, as we know that mm-hmm. it's probably going to get pretty congested.
Well,
and
better,
it will be
think?
Busy, but we'll be excited. So again, get there early, and we won't start selling until exactly at 4:30, but get there and get in line.
Yep.
So is there going to be a specific time when there's going to be a mini presentation? You talked about the video, or is that just going to be there and on a loop, as it were?
Yep, we are actually going to be just outside the north gym doors with the meal, where you're coming to get the ribs and things like that, and you just walk in that north door, and we'll have some of our agencies set up there with some tables and information for people to ask questions about. But there will be an actual short presentation. We don't want to take too much away from mm-hmm. the community feel of it, but we will introduce ourselves and show our campaign video for this year and speak for a few minutes on why it's so important to Marshalltown for us to be successful this year. And that happens
around 5:15.
Okay.
Somewhere around there. So I'd say 15 to 30 minutes. We'll have more of an organized feel mm-hmm. to it. But other than that, it's just come as you may, come when you have time. Obviously, the earlier the better if you want to get some of those ribs and side dishes. We have some delicious potato salad mm-hmm. coming. We've got some baked beans coming, and
corn.
And we have elote. So
yes,
one of my employees is going to manhandle. We wanted elote there, and it's kind of a tough serving situation. So, but we've got it figured out. So come and grab.
So really good sides.
Yep, a great meal, free will donation. Like Kendra had said, I know there's a lot going on that night. We've got homecoming also going on. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my suggestion is come and grab dinner,
yep.
You know, get the kids picked up, come in, you know, 4:30, 5 o'clock, grab dinner. Then you go up and you watch the homecoming parade. And for those who have little ones and they're not going to be going out to the high school, then you can swing back through and grab that frozen meat from the meat sale. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we've got your night set up.
You
for
got
you.
It planned.
Yes,
don't
we do.
Absolutely. You can indulge in
a
both.
A lot going on in Marshalltown, and we want you to support everybody. So it's a great, great night.
And there'll be a lot going on, in particular, one evening next month, because you've got a full house for Power of the Purse.
Yes.
That's got to be exciting for you.
That's the reason why I threw out the 14 before, because I have Power kind of my power of the purse in my brain. But
October 14th is power of the purse, and we have sold out of all the tickets. So if you haven't gotten a ticket, you might want to start asking your friends if they've got any openings at their tables. Because we've got a full house, and we are still welcoming donations of wine, bottles of wine for the wine pull. We ask that they be value of $10 or more, so that way it makes it more fun and exciting for those who decide to purchase a ticket for that. And then always purses. Purses, stuff to go in the purses. Mm-hmm. You know, if you can't do, you know, a purse yourself, then maybe go in with a couple friends or go buy a gift certificate to your favorite restaurant and donate it, and we'll pair that with some of the things we have going on. So we're always welcoming more support and energy, but yeah, it's going to be a full house.
We were just blown away. I was told that this is the fastest we've ever sold out on tickets for Power of the Purse. I mean, they were gone in a matter of weeks.
That's because they missed it last year.
Yes, I agree. There's been a ton of anticipation for it.
And there's some really cute purses.
Yeah. Well, and we really witnessed even the other night when the volunteers came to pick up their packets that, you know, there was an individual that I had said, hey, did you get your ticket? She's sitting on our campaign cabinet. And she's like, oh, no, I'm going to get my two that I need. And I'm like, there's not any left.
So she's going to be at my table.
She's going to be,
because I had a couple that unfortunately is no longer able to attend. So she was at the right place at the right time. She got the two seats at my table. So
all right.
I mean, I guess if you didn't have an opportunity, feel free to contact us at the office, and we could definitely put your name on a waiting list in case.
Sure.
Somebody ends up having
things happen. Life happens.
Yeah, life happens. And so I had an individual that came in and bought the last 13. I mean, she had already had her 8 and then did another 5. Wow. That was all that was left yesterday. So,
you know, the important question about the power of the purse is that I'm hoping that you have a strong auctioneer that will be able to keep the MC in line.
Yes.
Who is Kyle Martin, by the way?
I'm getting the dirty eye look from Kyle. It's really going to be a great time. I mean, you think about the mix that we have with Kyle emceeing, and then on top of it, our purse models. Oh my goodness, what a hoot is that going to be with Dylan Doze and Todd Steinkamp? So that's just going to be.
I hope they can get out of there alive. That's all I can say.
I told Kyle this morning I can't wait to see what kind of outfit or, you know, however they end up dressing up might be interesting, too. So that'll probably go viral.
Yeah, and there's some good purses there, too. So there might be some battles over some purses. There's a couple I've got my eye on that I know someone else has already made a comment about.
Well, I know that, you know, there's always the possibility that the wives of Dylan and Todd may be saying, you know, you better slip that one under the table and you lost her.
We don't need anybody throwing
like
down.
That. Hey, we're just about out of time. Give us the details again for the kickoff on Thursday.
September 16th at the YMCA, YWCA from 4:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Hope to see you there.
And just as a note, this is actually the unofficial kickoff of our annual Get to Meet and Know the United Way Agencies.
Nice.
We're starting that next Friday. Every Friday will be United Way Friday. And you'll get to hear from the agencies that your donations will help support during this year's United Way campaign. We hope for good weather and a lot of meat to be sold and a great time Thursday night. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Kendra Sorensen, the executive director of the Marshalltown Area United Way, this year's capital campaign co-chair. Shannon Naughton, our guest today on this Friday edition of Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.